Well, good morning. Good morning. It's good to see each one of you here today as we gather to worship our King, the beginning of a brand new year. I'd like to extend a special welcome to any guests who are worshiping with us today. It's a delight to have you here, and a special welcome to those joining us via live stream this morning. So receive this call to worship. A new day has dawned, a new year has begun. O Lord, call us so we may hear your voice. The world turns to hopes and dreams of the future. O God, keep us in your paths and on your way. As we enter this new year with hope and excitement, O God, remind us that you lead us. And we ask that you would guide us as we look to you and worship you this morning. So would you join in the worship team in singing praises to our King today?
Lord of all creation, pray. Father God, we thank you and praise you as we start a new year and we look to you for your blessings and your guidance and direction. We ask that you use us as you see fit, because we each have been called for a time such as this, where we are here to learn more about you, to worship you, to praise you, and to be energized and directed to speak your name to those who need to hear it. Father, we thank you for material blessings, which we give back merely a portion to you, thanking you and asking you to do your will. And we also ask and lift up the ministry of TNT and all the youth ministries, meeting the needs of those who need to hear your word. We ask for your guidance and blessing on this time that we are here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm so glad you're in my life. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your powerful name. And Lord, I just pray that your presence would be continually felt here this morning. Lord, I pray that you'd be near Larry as he brings us your message. Like, open our hearts and our ears, Lord, to accept your challenge and your the things that you're going to be teaching us this morning. Just pray this all in your beautiful, powerful name. Amen.
Well, it's time again for the children's story, so I invite any children to come forward. It's like everybody wants to sit by the snack bag. There's a spot right over. Can you slide in there? Oh. He's only two people down, so you'll be all right. Well, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Glad you all came forward this morning for this children's story. So happy New Year. Hi again, yeah.
Hi. Hi.
You're 2022. So I was wondering, do you know how to read? Some of you do. Some of you are learning to read, right? You're going to learn in 2022 how to read, some of you maybe. I know others of you already know how to read.
I do.
Good.
Because I'm already in kindergarten now, I'm
sick. Great. Okay, so I want to talk to you this morning about the five W's, which is always good when you're reading something to have these five W's in your mind. Those five W's are who, what, where, when, and why.
Those are five W's.
Yes, they are. Who, what, where, when, and why.
That's weird.
It sure is. But anyway, we're going to talk about it anyway. So we ask questions when we're reading so we can understand what we're reading. So the same is true when you're reading things in the Bible, to ask those same five questions. Who, what, where, when, and why. So I'm going to read a little passage out of James chapter 5, and then I'm going to ask you some questions. So listen, okay? Listen to what I'm reading. James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call on the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. So, who should pray? Who should pray? We should pray to God, yes. Anyone should pray. Anyone, okay? Anyone can pray. It's not just me that can pray. You can pray also. You can pray to God. Okay? And then, what should we pray about? Who? What? What should we pray about? Yes?
We would pray that if someone's sick, we would pray that they would get better.
Absolutely, yes. Someone get better. If we're happy, we can pray when we're happy too. We don't have to just have to pray when we want something or asking God to do something for us. So, who can pray? Anybody. What should we pray about? Anything. We can pray about anything.
Jesus.
When should we pray?
Jesus. Anytime.
Anytime. Exactly. Anytime. Where should we pray?
Anywhere.
Yes, anywhere. Now we're catching on. Why should we pray?
Jesus.
We should pray to Jesus. Yes. Why should we do that?
Because he loves us.
Because he loves us. He sure does. Can you think of any other reasons why we should pray? Because he hears our prayers. And because he answers our prayers.
And because he listens to their prayers.
Exactly. Now, he don't always answer our prayers the way that we think he should all the time. But he does answer our prayers. So you got those five W's. Who, what, where, when, and why. So when you're reading the Bible, ask yourself those questions. Who, what, where, when, and why. It'll help you to understand what you're reading, okay? So I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then you can grab a snack and head back to your parents, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for a brand new year. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that we can read, and we can ask those questions so we can understand better what you're trying to communicate to us. So I pray for these children that you would bless them, be very near to them, and throughout this year 2022, that they would sense your presence, would know your love, and they would give their hearts to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So help yourself to a snack. Hey, Caleb. Well, again, greetings in the name of Jesus. I'm Raziah. Good to see you here this morning. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Well, Sandy and I would like to thank each one of you from the congregation for the many cards, gifts, words of encouragement you gave to us throughout the holiday seasons and throughout the entire year as well. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for all those words of encouragement. Every act of love and kindness was very much appreciated, and may God richly bless you. So I just want to mention a few things before we get into the message. First of all, there is a faith exploration / new believers class we'll be forming next week. I plan to work at that. If there's anyone here today that would like to be a part of that, please let me know, and then we'll work at that as well. Also, if there's anyone who attends here regularly who's not a member and would like to explore what church membership could look like, please contact me about that as well. Then we'll move forward with that process as well. And before I get into the message, I'd like to also just have a word of prayer. A number of persons have lost loved ones in this congregation. A number of persons are not well, not feeling well. So I'd like to pause and have a word of prayer. Just ask that God would meet us where we're at. Father God, we do indeed thank you for this brand new year. And as we stand here today, we look to you to lead, guide, and direct. Just want to pray for Irma Garman, to lift her up to your throne of grace, Father God. Surround her with your presence as she's lost her husband. I pray that she would sense your presence with her. You would comfort her. Also for Viola, she's lost a son. I prayed you'd be very close to her as well. Bring her comfort, bring her peace, surround her with your presence. Also, Paul Reif, as he's lost a brother, I ask, Father God, you'd be very close to him during this time of loss as well. And we think of all the persons who are not feeling well, some persons in the hospital. I just pray, Father God, for your touch of healing upon their physical bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just pray that as we look into your word today, that you would speak to us, that you would show us what you want us to learn and how we can apply that to our lives throughout this coming year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, we do indeed stand on the threshold of a brand new year. 2022. A year that Sandy and I are anticipating major changes in our lives. As you are aware, later on this fall, Lord willing, with your affirmation, Tony and I will be switching roles, where Tony will step into the lead pastor role, and I will step into the associate pastor role. So we're anticipating that change in our lives. So I just want to reinforce what Pastor Tony said last Sunday about being in prayer during this time of transition and change. Be in prayer for those things that Tony mentioned last Sunday. I think his health was one of the things he mentioned, where and what form of education he should pursue. And on January the 12th, our Bishop Eric Marshall, Tony and Teresa and myself will be going to the Credentialing Commission for the Lancaster Mennonite Conference for their affirmation for this transition. And I think Tony also mentioned that we should be in prayer, continuing to seek the face of God for vision and direction as a congregation. One of the things that I believe very strongly is that God does not only talk to pastors, he talks to every one of you also. Anyone who is a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, God speaks to you. So it's a very beautiful thing when we can all agree together on what God is trying to communicate to us, and we can move forward in unity to fulfill our calling as individuals and also as a congregation. It takes every person, everyone, using their God-given gifts to truly fulfill our calling as a congregation. When we can lay aside our own agendas and focus on God's kingdom and how we can build his kingdom, I believe that is exactly what our Father God is looking for. What I, and may I say what we, oftentimes struggle with is listening for and accurately hearing God's voice above all the other noise and stuff in this world. We all have our own filters that we screen everything through, which affects our perspectives and our understanding of everything. And I believe that includes prayer. So this morning, as we enter into a new year, we're beginning a winter sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. Excuse me. Each week, we'll be taking a look at a phrase from the Lord's Prayer and seek to explore what it means for us today in 2022. So I'd like to read Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading at verse 5 through 13. Matthew 6, verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So if I counted correctly, Jesus repeated himself 3 times as he said, when you pray. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. When you pray, go into your room and shut the door. When you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans do. Jesus says, when you pray. So, is he assuming that we will pray? After all, Jesus says, hypocrites pray. But when you pray, don't pray like they do. They pray to be seen and heard by other people. Maybe what Jesus is saying is, when you pray, pray to be seen and heard by your Father in heaven. Pray to your Heavenly Father who is unseen. And remember, he already knows what you need before you even pray. Now, my personal experience with prayer has been that true, genuine prayer is hard work. It's also not about saying my prayers. It is about communing with, it is about communicating with the divine creator of the entire universe. And my experience has also been that our enemy will do everything he possibly can to keep me from entering into that sacred time of communing and communicating with my Father in heaven. But when I'm able to completely surrender my will and enter into that deep communion, there is nothing, nothing sweeter and more precious. But there also seems to be so many times that my prayer consists of fervently praying for something, which is not necessarily wrong. But could it be that I'm more interested in what is in God's hand rather than the hand of God himself? I pray earnestly for the return of health for myself or for someone else. Maybe for someone to find a new job or help in the middle of crisis. when God answers in his way, do I continue to seek his hand, or does God's hand of provision serve only as a way to get through a crisis or to meet some immediate need that I or someone else may have? Now, please do not misunderstand what I'm trying to say. Yes, God has very good gifts that he desires to give to his children. He knows what we need even before we ask him. He is a generous God. But he, God, desires much more than to meet our needs, because God offers himself. You see, when we become satisfied with the trinkets from God's hand, we miss the best reward of prayer. And that is the communing and communicating with the God of the universe. We miss the awe of communing with God. We miss the awe of who God is and what he has done for us. In Luke 11, after Jesus spent some time praying, one of the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, I believe at this point, Jesus' disciples may have been with him for a bit over 2 years. They had had front row seats as he taught and as he preached. They had witnessed miracles that he had done. And yet, as far as I know and understand, they never took him aside and asked him how to teach. They never took him aside and asked him how to preach. They never took him aside and asked him how to minister. But they did ask, teach us how to pray. Perhaps they recognized how often Jesus went off by himself to pray and commune with his heavenly Father and realized the importance of the time of intimate communion and communication. Jesus proceeds to teach them what we commonly know as the Lord's Prayer. I believe this prayer can serve as a model for us how to pray. Listen to Jesus' words. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. Isn't it incredibly amazing that Jesus invites us to call upon his Father who is in heaven, to call upon him as our own Father? It's as though Jesus is giving us his own identity before the Father and says that we should consider his Father to be our Father. That's exactly, it's exactly what he's trying to say. I believe that our identity in Christ is a bridge to God the Father. Jesus clearly says this in John 14:6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What Jesus is saying is that no one is acceptable to God the Father except the one who believes in him, Jesus, and comes to God the Father in his, Jesus' name. When we confess our sins, when we repent and ask God for forgiveness, he forgives us and sees us as holy and righteous. That is only possible because of what Jesus has done for us. We receive new identities as sons and daughters of God because of what Jesus has done. Nothing that we have done. What Jesus has done. What has he done? Second Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. We're new creations. We're born again. Second Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When we trust in Jesus for our salvation, we make an exchange, our sin for his righteousness. Our sin was poured into Jesus at his crucifixion. His righteousness was poured into our hearts when we became new creations. Now we can address God as our Father in heaven. 1 Peter 2:24 and 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we've been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. We have received healing for our hearts and our souls because of Jesus' death and his victorious resurrection from the grave, conquering sin and death. Therefore, we can address God as our Father. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. We're rich. Not rich in finances and wealth. No, something so much more. Jesus became poor by giving up his right to be God and became fully human. And as a man, he was subject to human limitations. He did not give up his eternal power when he became human, but he did set aside his glory and his rights. He became poor because he set aside so much. Because he was willing to become poor, he made us rich because we have received the precious gifts of salvation and eternal life. We are rich spiritually. Oh, how rich we are. Because of what Jesus has done. When we pray as Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, we are addressing and coming before Almighty God on the basis of what Jesus has done. not on the basis of anything that we have done. We come to God the Father through Jesus in His name, by His broken body, by His shed blood. We come to our Father God because He loves us deeply. Because of God's deep love for us, because God sent His one and only Son to take our punishment, to lay down His life, and because God raised Him victoriously from the dead, the words that should readily fall from our lips is our Father in heaven. We come before God the Father in the name of Jesus, God's Son. And we come as dearly loved children of God. So when I think about Jesus' teaching, this then is how you should pray, our Father in heaven. There's two words that come to my mind: intimacy and awe. Perhaps these are two words that we should pay attention to in the year 2022. Intimacy, because the more I commune and communicate with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, the more I realize how much God loves me in spite of all my shortcomings, in spite of all my failures. And because of that, then my love for God grows. The intimacy grows. And then the more I realize how much God loves me, I'm in awe of God. How can He possibly love me, a sinner? And then I remember Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I am in awe because of Almighty God's mercy and grace that He freely extends to me and to you. Because God is rich in mercy, we can come to God and address Him as our Father in heaven. We can address Him as Father, not filled with fear, but with confidence. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. With these words, our Father in heaven, God tenderly invites us to believe that He is our true Father, and His love for us is unending. He also invites us to believe that we are His true children, so that with confidence and boldness, we can approach the throne of grace, our Father in heaven. As we enter into this new year, may those words freely fall from our lips, because we can address Him as our Father because of what Jesus has done for us. Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, we do indeed thank You for Your word. Thank You for the words that we've looked at today of how You teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I pray, Almighty God, that as we look into this, study more about the Lord's Prayer, that You would speak to us, You would speak to our hearts, and You would help us to truly believe that You are Father in heaven, and truly believe that we are Your sons and daughters, and can come boldly with confidence before Your throne, so that we can receive mercy and find grace. Thank You, Jesus. It's in His precious name that we pray. Amen. I'd like to invite the worship team to come forward.
Good morning. I just want to say I have an announcement, but just so you know, I had absolutely no idea what Larry was going to preach about this morning, but it worked out pretty well. So I hope you are in the mood to pray at this point in time. I want to invite you. I just want to make this date so you guys know. February 13th, we're going to have a day of prayer right here at church. I don't know if you remember, however long ago that was, just a few weeks ago, Tony invited us to pray after he had given a sermon, and we just got in groups right here in the sanctuary and prayed over each other. I want to do something like that. We're going to have a sermon, and then I invite everybody to come back at 1:30, go home, have lunch, whatever, and then come back to the church, and right here, we're just going to have a time of prayer. I've had a feeling ever since that time that God is just kind of, he wants to do things for this church. He wants to do things for us, and he's just asking, he's inviting us to call out to him, and I have no idea what's going to happen, but he does, so there's some exciting things coming. But I want to ask you this morning, start praying for that day. Pray for this congregation. If you know people that would be interested in something like that, invite them out. Also, something that someone revealed to me recently was there's a difference between believing something with your mind and believing it with your spirit. So take this time right now to start praying for that connection between your inner being and your mind, where you could not just believe in your head that God will heal, that God answers your prayers, but believe it with your full spirit. So ask God just can make that connection between your head and your spirit. So keep it in mind. February 13th at 1:30, we're going to meet right back here, and we're just going to have a full day of prayer and see what God has in store. So, yeah.
Thank you, Brian. And I anticipate wonderful things that day. So would you stand and join me for the parting blessing? It's in your bulletin. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face to you and give you his peace. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a great week.